Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Come on.
Meaning is found in responsibility. Meaning is found in responsibility. So the other night, literally two nights ago, I was listening to a podcast. It was a Jordan Peterson lecture. And if you're not familiar with Jordan Peterson, I definitely encourage you to check him out. I think he's doing some really, really awesome, important work. And he's one of those people that if you were to Google Jordan Peterson, a lot of the stuff that would come up would be extremely positive, and then a lot of the stuff that would come up would be extremely negative. So I encourage you to check it out and make your own decision about him. Anyway, he was talking about this idea that meaning is found in responsibility, and it absolutely clicked for me. I thought, that's me. This light bulb exploded in my head. A week or two ago, I was joking around with somebody about how having a kid has been the ultimate productivity tool. So I have a 2.5-year-old son, and I've just never been more productive. And it's a matter of been able to get so much more work done. I thought that, okay, maybe it's a matter of there's fewer hours for me to be able to work because now I've got to take care of my son, so on and so forth. But it's that immense responsibility of being a parent that I've taken on, that I've been given, that's given me so much more meaning in my life than I ever could have imagined. So it's got very little to do with being productive. It's that I've found so much more meaning because of this immense and massive responsibility that I've taken on. Again, more than I ever could have imagined. So looking back at my life, I'm 40 years old. As a kid, I was oftentimes tried to and sometimes was the captain of teams. I was on student council. I took on leadership roles throughout high school and throughout college. As an adult, I've mentored and I've served on boards and I've volunteered. And now it all makes perfect sense. I find meaning in responsibility. And it's also the plot of so many of stories forever, of so many of our movies today and of movies that of so many that have been made. You've got this reluctant hero who makes the ultimate sacrifice just when the people in need him or her to do it. They step up to the plate. They accept the responsibility, and they finally find that meaning in life that they've been searching for. So again, the acceptance of responsibility gives us meaning. And I've always talked about the importance of personal responsibility. But I just never connected the dots. And it's so obvious now, which is why it's so important to always be learning. Always important to be learning and opening your mind to new thoughts and new ideas. Not that this is a new idea, and it also goes to adult learning, how adults are going to accept new information when they're ready to do it. So anyway, so the other day, before I had this epiphany, I saw on Twitter, the source of so much aggravation, that Elizabeth Warren was calling for the cancellation of student loan debt for 95% of Americans. And immediately the devil on my left shoulder said, F that. Eventually, about a day and a half later, the angel on my right shoulder said, you know what, that's nice. I bet those 95% of Americans who are struggling with student loan debt would really be able to benefit from not having that weighing over, not having to pay it, not having to service the debt that they took on. So, I mean, but just being honest, that it was more the F that was pervasive in my attitude towards the idea of just canceling debt that people voluntarily took on. So what I wanted to do and what I've been trying to do is look at issues critically, because as we know, there's so much, it's so tribal these days. It's so binary. It's that's good or bad. That's my side or your side kind of a thing. So I wanted to think and look at, is there value in education? And I think that there absolutely is. I think that Elizabeth Warren also thinks that, because I think as we know, she's also of the mind that everyone should have access to it. So, if something of value that you agreed to pay for, in the instance of you applying to college, getting in, and then signing up for a loan to pay for that college education, and then you receive the value of learning and then the value of that degree. And again, you have that degree forever. And so even if your debt got canceled, you'd still have the degree. And it's not like if you signed up for a mortgage, you bought a house, you made a deal with the bank that, hey, you're going to front me the money here, and then over the next 15 or 30 years or whatever, I'm going to make payments to you. If you default on that mortgage, I don't think that you get to keep the house. So you get your loans canceled, you get to keep that valuable degree, but maybe it's not fair because you didn't know what you were getting yourself into. So maybe you should have that debt wiped clean because, you know what, you were 17, 18, 19, 20 years old. You were 25 years old when you went to grad school and you didn't quite understand what you were signing up for. So maybe it's not your fault. So the government will cancel your debt and essentially take care of you, right? So they know what's best for you because they know that you weren't in the right frame of mind to make those decisions. And so now they're going to forgive your debt. Maybe I'm going too far on this. Maybe I'm not. I think that agency is one of the most important things. One of the most important things that we have is agency. When you have it, when you feel like you're in control, when you have responsibility for your life, that's an important thing. And when you don't, when you feel powerless, well, that's a crappy thing. I have the capacity to make my own decisions. So do you. Frankly, I have zero interest in having the government make any of the decisions on my behalf. If you surrender responsibility, you also surrender meaning. Maybe not all of it, but certainly some of it. And at a time in our country and our world when so many of us are struggling to find meaning, struggling to find purpose, struggling to find their impact that they have through their work. So many of us don't like our jobs. We do feel disenfranchised. We feel powerless. Giving away that responsibility, giving away some of your meaning, that is not a good thing. Choose responsibility. Seek it out. Find more responsibility. Where else can I take on more responsibility? And I'm not saying anything crazy. I'm saying, where can I find that internally? How can I be a little bit more responsible in my life? Start small. I'm going to make better choices every day. I'm going to get up. I'm going to make my bed. I'm going to clean everything up. I'm going to live in a tidy, organized space. I'm going to clean my yard. I'm going to keep everything together. It's going to look great. Start with your family. How can you? And I'm not saying you probably, since you're listening, you probably take on immense responsibility with your family, but you get the idea. How can you take on a little bit more responsibility in your community? How can you have a greater impact? And I think that is such an incredible starting point to continue to cultivate meaning in your life, is to continue accepting responsibility. So it was sort of an interesting thing that these two events happened within a week or two of one another. So the personal learning for me, recognizing how much meaning that I find in responsibility, has been absolutely eye-opening and a wonderful thing for me. And if you're of the mind that that student loan debt is a good thing or a bad thing, I guess I probably need to do a little bit more learning and a little bit more research and education in there. But I also know that when you start giving things away for free, then there's probably not a lot of value there either. So I encourage you to make your own decisions about that. Do the research. Think your own thoughts. Make up your own mind. And I absolutely encourage you to continue doing your part by doing your best. Before I go, quick announcement. I've been asked by so many people over the past couple of years about how do I start a podcast, that I've developed and released a course that will teach you exactly how to do that step by step, from figuring out the kind of show that you want to have to understanding how all the technology works behind it, and then how to get great guests and keep the thing moving and how to grow it. So if you're interested in that, check it out. You can go to georgegrumbacher.com/podcast course and you'll find it there. You can just go to the website. I'll also list that in the notes of the show.
What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review, and definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it.
Come on!
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save